Let's catch up with what's happening in the Central Goldfields Shire now. CEO Lucy Roffey is with us. Lucy, more importantly, I guess, right at this particular juncture, at least for 30 seconds, those old Essendon boys of yours are doing well.
I know. It's a pity, isn't it, that they always sort of, you know, hit their stride a little bit late. I don't think we're anywhere near the finals, but it is nice to have a few wins, that's for sure.
Oh, well, it points to the future, and I believe you're going down to have a look at them on the weekend.
I will go to the Collingwood Essendon match, and usually when I go, they don't win. So might be a jinx on them, but I'm going to look forward to going to see them play.
Yeah, good luck to them. All righty, now, library meditation workshop. So, what is this all about? Meditation, obviously, very good for us, yeah.
It is. So, the Libraries for Health and Wellbeing campaign 2022 is a new program which we received some funding for. And we're going to be running two meditation sessions with Helen Baker, who's an accredited mental health social worker and counsellor. So she's got 30 years of clinical experience in mental health. The sessions are available for anybody 12 years or over. So it's really also quite a good thing for students to do. So learning how to meditate, I think, is really helpful when kids are in those sort of final years of school as well and trying to do their VCE exams.
Yeah.
So we've got an evening session on Monday the 25th of July from 6 till 7 and a day session on Wednesday the 27th of July 2 to 3. Really great idea, I think.
I think so too, particularly, as you say, with the younger people to take the stress off. There's certainly enough stress. I was just listening, you know, this morning, 4 o'clock or whatever, coming into work, and you just hear the news and it's one story after another, after another, after another, and you think, hell's bells, you know. So I think meditation, good idea. Nappy July. What is Nappy July?
Well, again, you know, families have been doing it really tough, and we all know that there's been increased pressure on people from, you know, increasing costs across a range of things. So the groceries at the supermarket, gas, electricity, those costs for families are going up. So this Nappy Collective campaign is trying to get nappies for families that can't afford to buy them themselves. They are another expensive item for families. Mm. I think it's 1 in 10 families actually can't afford nappies. So during July, the campaign runs from July 18 to July 31. There's 230 collection points across Australia, and one of them will be at our Goldfields Family Centre. So they're getting behind the cause. But just to note, even though the campaign runs from the 18th to 31st of July, our family centre will be collecting nappies all year round to try and help families.
I love these little sort of, you know, simple but such effective things like that, because, you know, you spend it on the nappies go directly to a family. There's no middleman, there's no money taken out, you know, 100% benefit for what you do goes to the family, and that's the important thing, I think.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And then, of course, if they're not spending money on nappies, hopefully they can spend that money on, you know, nutritious food for the babies as well.
Yeah, most certainly. And finally, the Phillips Gardens Irrigation Project. What is the latest with this one?
Yeah, well, Phillips Gardens is our beautiful botanical gardens in Maribor, and we've got an out-of-date irrigation system. So we've got $150,000 in funding to update the irrigation system so that we can keep the garden looking fantastic all year round. There's certain areas at the moment of the gardens that are actually not irrigated, so this will actually spread even further than the current system has been. And, you know, we haven't had a dry summer for a while, but we're probably due one. So hopefully this will be in place well and truly by spring, and we'll keep those gardens looking fantastic all the time.
Terrific. All right, Lucy, have a good week. Good luck to the Dons on the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire on the Wake Up Call. Gold Centre Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071.